Back to the winning ways here after a doubleheader shutout sweep yesterday of Cimarron on the road here, and we get another Listen Bee to join us on the show. Here we go from Eli to Shelby, senior player for Scott City. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Go ahead and pull that mic up a little closer. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. That makes you sound a lot better. But you sound good anyway, but a lot better now. Yesterday that had to have been pretty fun to get a couple of wins there, let alone a couple shutout victories.
Yeah, it was a really fun experience to have that with my team.
All right. And yeah. And to kind of snap a losing streak, sometimes that's just tough to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, it was much needed for sure.
Well, you've playing quite a bit outfield this year, I think mainly right field if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, right. Yep.
All right. Well, what's it like out there?
It can be boring, and it can also be pretty intense at sometimes, but keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, especially when the wind wreaks havoc. I mean, that's just got to be a game changer.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
At the plate, you've gotten better this year. What's maybe helped you out to get better here this year?
Just mentally preparing myself on the on-deck circle, saying that I have the confidence to go up against this pitcher and make contact.
All right. You get another home doubleheader with Southwestern Heights on Friday, and then a big stretch coming up here April and May. What are you guys looking to do here as you move forward through the season?
Just keep pounding, taking names,
proving
that we have what it takes to go back to state.
All right. Well, hopefully it continues to get better there. And how close do you feel like you are to taking that next step?
I think we still have a few things to work on, but I think it's there.
All right. Well, hopefully it continues here. Shelby, thank you for the time and keep up the good work there.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Shelby. Listen, be joining us here from Scott City's Hardware, and up next we got our third baseman joining us here, and it's Jezarella. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
And Neveretti? Neveretti?
Yeah.
Okay. Either one works.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to translate it from Spanish.
So if I say it really fast, I'll be okay then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how's it going?
Good.
Well, yeah. Welcome to the show. First time, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Like first time talker, long time listener, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've made it to the varsity ranks here this year, playing third base quite a bit. And how's that transition been for you this year?
It's been new. It's quite a big transition, actually. I've only played first and pitcher around the 10 years I've played. So switching from third, it was a little different, but I've learned to work with it.
Man, it's got to be Does life kind of come at you a little quicker there at third base?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
What are some things that you've adjusted to as you've gone on through the season here?
A lot of where I should stand and be ready, cuz those balls come in fast, quick.
And you know, you've played it pretty well here so far, but you almost have to be extra prepared for the slap bunters, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, do be prepared for a lot because it's my first year.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, at the plate there, you've had a pretty good season. What do you look forward to the most when you step up there in the batter's box?
Most forward, moving around, getting on bag.
All right. So what's been your best game so far?
Colby,
all right.
Yeah, personally, with hitting.
All right. What do you look to do here to improve, to keep the season in the right direction?
Work more and try to improve on the stuff I need help on, more batting.
Right. But, yeah, can you believe you're halfway through? It's been a fun season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
All right. Jezarella Neveretti joining us here. Thanks again for joining us here, and good job. Were you a little nervous here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I wouldn't have known it. Good job. But good luck coming up here on Friday as well.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Jezarella Neveretti joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. It means we'll get to talk with Coach Aaron Myers here, Lady Beavers, with a big sweep on the road at Cimarron yesterday. And, Coach, it was a good win for you guys yesterday. Sometimes that is just to snap a losing streak or a loss and come back from one. Sometimes those are the toughest games to win after a tough losing streak.
You know, I definitely do not like playing a team that is on a losing streak. So I really just had a really good feeling about yesterday. I knew we were going to play really well, and our bats kind of came alive a little bit. And, you know, Cheyenne had 22 strikeouts. So overall, we had a really good day.
Yeah, it's a little bit different for her as well. This is the first time she went all innings in a doubleheader. Did you see her really stay consistent from the first pitch of game one to the last pitch of game seven?
Absolutely. Cheyenne's the most consistent player I've seen at a high school level. She really never lets up from pitch one to you know, to the last pitch. And I don't think she ever slows up, you know, and I sometimes I think she gets faster. So, yeah, she did really well. And Mallory behind the plate did really well, too.
Yeah, and you know, it was a close game, 3-0, I think, first game. It was 8-0, second game. What really stood out to you yesterday in that doubleheader?
You know, we definitely started hitting. We started stringing some hits together, especially in the second game. We capitalized on some walks that Simran had, and we had the bases loaded, and we were able to clear the bases. And, you know, we made some really good plays out in the outfield and, you know, in the infield, too. And Mallory had a diving catch out, you know, behind home plate. And, you know, Madison Miller had a really tough line drive, and we thought it was going to go over her head, but somehow she snagged it, and it was a lot of fun.
Sounds like it was quite a play.
It was. Now we're calling her Air Jordan because she looked like Michael Jordan when she made that play.
You got the tongue stuck out and everything too,
yeah.
Huh? All right.
I think she kind of shocked herself a little bit too.
Well, it's amazing when that happens sometimes when you shock yourself.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, this is big because this is a team that also split with Holcomb last week as well to get two wins on the road and kind of get you back up toward the top there, the league standings there. And you're going to have a big stretch coming up. Was this a good time to play a good team like Cimarron?
I think so. I think we can all admit that we probably shouldn't have lost both games against Holcomb. But, you know, I really think we grew a lot after that game. And, you know, I did kind of yell at the girls a little bit after the Thursday game, and, you know, and as a coach, like, that's really not my style. I don't like to yell at people because I know what it's like to have a coach yell and scream at you and make you feel, you know, an inch tall. And, you know, on Monday, I kind of had a conversation with the girls, and I apologized. And, I just tell them that it's just hard for me to see. I know that they're all really good hitters, and they're really good softball players in and out of, you know, the field. And to see them not performing, it's just so frustrating for me. And sometimes I might say things that I really don't mean. And so, you know, I make mistakes. And so I really think yesterday that we played really well, and hopefully we'll continue with that sweep on Friday.
Yep, Southwestern Heights coming to town, an opportunity to get a couple more wins.
Yeah, and it's also our Camp Hope game. We do a hit-a-thon every other year, and we're actually going to donate half of our money that we're raising. We're going to give it to Camp Hope, which is the place where Cheyenne went when she was younger. So I think it's going to be a good opportunity for the girls to kind of give back to the community and, you know, think beyond ourselves and realize that, you know, life is short. And, you know, for some people, like going to camp, like where Camp Hope is at, it's a place for them to really have some happiness and meet new friends. And I think it's going to be really good for us on Friday.
That sounds awesome here. And we'll have that doubleheader for you on the Mix 94.5 here this Friday. Coach Myers joining us here. And thanks again for the time, Coach. Congratulations on the wins, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.